This week we are this in week four, right? And oh Lord Jesus, I'm no worthy. Only the Lord it is. And we've been going through all this series of messages, which are really very touchy, very deep and profound. This is very deep. It's not easy. It's not that easy. It hasn't been easy to me to. But it's an amazing revelation that we have here, right? Especially the. I think this week we all been burned out. We passed through the burning fire. At least I don't know how many of you have been passing through the burning fire this week, but I did. But the cloud has been over me and has been producing the spectrum, which is, you know, the divine mixture mingled with the Lord, gold and silver. So we go through all this, right, to be able to be the four living creatures, to be the expression of the Lord and His humanity. Now, these four living creatures is basically there. It is actually Christ Himself. He's walking, He's living on the earth that now we have inside of us. Now we can express these four living creatures. And this is what it is so deep and profound, this revelation, that it really shows us that we have the life that can really make us walk as the four living creatures, have these four aspects of His living in our humanity. We had to walk like a normal man, and that normal man was the first is the Lord Himself. Now we come to how these four living creatures coordinate. Now, the coordination, I don't have a lot of experience because I'm not, actually the Spirit gave me this, I guess, you know, and I'm not too coordinated with everybody. First of all, I live far away, I can't coordinate properly, and this week God taught me to really, how the four living creatures should be coordinating, to be able to move forward, you know, with the saints, right? And let's read a little bit of the outline, and you all have the outline, I guess. Let's read the day what it says, Romans 1, and day 1, Romans 1. Let's read together the central point of Ezekiel. Central point in Ezekiel, all together, is the revelation that God needs a group of living creatures who can coordinate together as one corporate entity. We're Christ for His expression, move, administration, coordination is the key to understanding the vision in Ezekiel. Amen. And let's read too. The coordination of the four living creatures is not in themselves, but in God, and by the divine power, the divine strength, and the divine grace, because the evil wings are the means by which they are coordinated and move like one.
Amen.
So this shows that it's not ourselves who coordinates. It's Christ Himself who coordinated to us. You know, it's through that for the building, for the divine building. Now, whenever we are in ourselves, sometimes like we messed up. I believe, you know, when I do it myself, I say, Lord, forgive me. I had to repent every day, and I had to come. Actually, this week I was supposed to fellowship and coordinate with Brother Kyle and Brother R, but I've been so busy at work and going through a lot this week that I said, Lord, forgive me for being disobedient to Your heavenly vision. And sometimes we are like that. We should be coordinating. We should be praying so we can have fellowship with the other saints, right? And let's go to day 2, what it says. Let's read day 2, Romans 3. Ezekiel 1:9, 11-12 presents a beautiful picture of the incarnation that we need in the church. Let's read only A and B. Each of the living creature faces one direction, respectively,
east and west.
And two of the living wings spread out and touch the adjacent creature in each forming square. No matter in which direction the living creatures are moving, there is none of any of them to turn. One simply goes straight forward, one returns, When I look at this picture, I try to figure out in my imagination how this creature works. I mean, like make like a square, and then the eagles touching each, and the wings are touching each corner. This is amazing, isn't it, Brother Tom? This is something
yes.
like only the God could do this. You know? Only God could do this. So how he put it on the scripture, but it shows that we had to move forward. These four living creatures, they're all moving actually forward, right? One move forward, but the other one's moving sideways together, backwards together, but they're all coordinating together. So no matter where we want to go, sometimes I want to go alone myself on one side, you know, I don't want to go the other way myself. So and then that's when everything doesn't really fit together. But if we move forward with the proper way and coordination, with then everything works out pretty good. Right. So this shows the picture that no matter which direction the living creature are moving, there is no need for any of them to turn. You know, go straight forward and return, moving back when the other side moves sideways. This is a beautiful picture of the coordination in the church as the body of Christ. Amen. Okay. When a member functions, he moves straight forward to fulfill his function. The other members accommodate him by moving the same direction. But everything must be in fellowship and pray. Sometimes I want to do other things ourselves, but I want to go. So sometimes I want to do things on myself. So this week has taught me a lot. Really, you know, I can't do anything on my own and on myself. And day three. Now this is very touchy too. In the church life, we all need to learn how to walk straightforward, but also how to walk backwards and sideways. In coordination, there is no freedom or convenience. Sometimes we want to be free, right? Say, oh, let the other brother do it. Oh, I don't have time, right? But sometimes we should not, because we you see, today I could stay home, because I came home too late from work last night. And I could stay at home sleeping, but I knew, you know, if I would stay at home, well, all my sheep stay at home, they want to sleep, but I can't. See, I had to consecrate myself for their sake.
Amen.
So that's why I came.
Amen.
I didn't want to be disobedient to the heavenly vision. So I had to be here with
Amen.
The brothers fellowshiping. I'm not worthy to be here, standing over here. But I just ask the Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. So it says, in coordination, there is no freedom or convenience. Coordinating keeps us from making turns. Before doing anything, we need to stop to fellowship and coordinate with those who serve with us. And that's what I did not do this week. So. I say, Lord, forgive me for this. Okay, what fellowship does? What fellowship blends us, right? Mingle us, adjust us, temper us, harmonize us, limit us, protect us, supplies us, and bless us. The body is in the fellowship. This is very touchy because it really, really has been working out. Here in the church in Piscataway, and I can see that, you know, even we have to make sure that if we let only a few ones just to coordinate fellowship, it's not the fault. It's because there is no others who have one function. If everybody functions, there won't be no problem. But sometimes not everybody wants to function, so somebody has to take the lead, and we are actually feeding to that brother used to. Take the lead, but actually, we should all function and be coordinated with fellowship. Amen. Praise with different functions. Brother has burned it off. Okay, then go to. There is something that I really was touched. Okay, in day four. Let's read day four. Romans 4. Day four. The result or the coordination of the living creature is that they become burning coals, burning torches. The more we coordinate together, the more we burn on each other.
Amen.
Amen. This is also very touchy. The burning of the coal does at least three things. It really touched me this a lot, because I had to be a burning coal so it could be the proper light. See, so the coals are for burning and the torches for enlightenment. So I think I'm being burned a lot every day. Sometimes, like I say, we go through a burning fire every week. It's especially when I work in New York, and it's, oh my goodness, I'm in the middle of Egypt over there every week. So if I don't ask the Lord to be with me and guide me and praise him during the time, I would not be able to live well. So this is the coal. We have to be like the coal are burning. So we have to be like this coal. Burn. So this light could be, we can be enlightened as the torches. So it is very touchy. You know, and then we go to day five, the fire, right? Talking about the fire, which is not static. Now, the fire is always moving, right? There is a fire with the living creatures, because in their fellowship, they allow God to move freely among them.
Amen.
The appearance of the living creatures being like burning fire indicates that they have the appearance of the sanctifying God. So we need a lot of this, right? We need a lot of the burning fire.
Amen.
So the Lord could be expressed.
Amen.
You know, and you know, no matter what we go through, I think we all going through burning fire in a different intensity, right? I mean, this should be for the Lord to be like it, to shine, right? Sometimes some people go through suffering. My brother-in-law mom passed away. And my mom is sick, but you know, all these things make me see the Lord closer, and say, Lord, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have to really keep in coordination with the brothers. You know, I know the brothers are praying for me, for my family. I know you're always praying for my kids, and I know we had to coordinate with each other, fellowship, call each other. You know, I'm glad that Brother Kyle was coming to pray. You know, and Lord Jesus, and we had to be run with the fire, be burning with fire, so we can move. Okay, in day six, let's read number five. In order to coordinate with others, we need to deny ourselves, experiencing the beating of the cross, and live and act by God's grace and God's power, signified by the Holy Ghost. Okay, this is another thing that really touched me a lot. I always talk about deny myself, right? But if I deny myself and I don't listen to the other creatures, to the other four creatures, then it doesn't work, right? So, but if I coordinate with all the living creatures in the locality, you know, and we have a very good example with the Triune God, right? What a coordination of the Triune God to create the universe and to create the heavens and the earth. And
Amen.
What a coordination with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then we can see that, you know, we need to coordinate with one another.
Yes.
Having fellowship and deny ourselves, which is the hardest part, right? Because we love ourselves. But if we deny ourselves, and deal with the cross, nail the old man on the cross, we'll be able to coordinate properly and not express ourselves, but the Lord Himself.
Amen.
In order to coordinate with others, we need to take the forgiving Lord as our forgiving life, to forgive others and seek to be forgiven, letting the peace of Christ arbitrate our. You know, and sometimes we want to push others to do this, to do that. But let's pray and just have a fellowship. If we do it in Christ, we won't have any division or any problems here. So I've seen a lot of division in many denominations and many places. Even some local churches, I've seen some. But you know, the Lord keeps working. You know, He has His plan all over. And even not only with us in this ministry, but also the Lord is working with all the Christians all over the world. There are probably many Christians who express the four living creatures and denominations. You know, we pray that they coordinate according to the Lord knows what He's doing. Like Brother Mike said, we only know a little bit. We only see a little bit of this. But we must not judge anybody. We must just pray for everybody so they can see that we have seen in this conference that the Lord has shown us. And there's one thing that I wanted to read, which is And day 4b says, in the proper church life, there should not be nothing of darkness. In the proper church life, there should not be nothing of darkness. among the brothers and the sisters. All should be thoroughly enlightened. And I pray that we continue with this and we can become four living creatures that coordinate with the body properly and with its function, you know. I coordinate a lot with the food service. I should get more involved. I ask the Lord to work His will with me so I can be fit together and coordinating with all the brothers. And we all have different functions. And Brother Shepherd, Brother Kyle will clarify more this. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for the living God.
Amen.
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 So, the title is the coordination of the four living creatures.
Amen.
So, the four living creatures from message one, the four living creatures signify the complete expression of Christ.
Amen.
So, we're talking about the coordination in the complete expression of Christ. How about to help us? So, this week impressed me very much with the wings. The wings. The coordination is because of the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of the coordination, there's the fire burning. They become the burning coals of fire.
Amen.
And the torches. So there's light. There's fire. There's light. There's mm-hmm. even lightning. Mm-hmm. And they don't walk. They run
right.
to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
But as they run, they don't turn. They don't turn. How does this work? So, and what does this mean for us? So they go straight forward.
Right.
Each one has a direction.
Yes.
Can I have four brothers? How about the four? How about these four right here?
Yeah.
Only this time,
right.
We want to emphasize the wings. So each brother face a direction. Each brother face a direction.
Different directions.
Okay. Yeah, because... Yeah, Saturday we emphasized that we each have a portion. Mm-hmm. We each have a portion. So today, spread out a little bit, brothers. We need your wings. Yeah, so normally we hook arms. Today, let's not hook arms. Let's touch wings. We want to emphasize wings. So spread out, brothers. Come on. You're Sean, right?
Yeah.
Come this way a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Give some space for your wings. Come... Okay, yeah, just put your arms out. Spread out your wings.
Yeah, wings.
Okay, so normally we hook arms so we can show the moving. Today we just want to show the connecting. So each brother is facing a different direction.
Amen.
Right? This is important because we each have... So Saturday, we emphasize in the Saturday night meeting, we emphasize everyone has a portion. Everyone has a portion. So in our portion, we each face a little different direction. So, brother in the behind Sean, what's your name?
Austin.
Austin. Okay, Austin. Yeah, from Berkeley Heights. So suppose Sean, your function is to contact people and bring them to the Lord.
Amen.
How wonderful, right? That's so wonderful. Now, Austin. Let's say your function is to help them, is to take care of them, and nurture them, and shepherd them, so they grow, so they grow. So, and then these two brothers, we'll just say they're the rest of us, they're the rest of us. So let's suppose Sean is so the wing. Let's say. Firstly, the wings are not in our human nature. The wings are the divine. They're divine.
Right.
They're divine. The wings are divine.
Yes.
Amen. The wings are divine.
Amen.
We're touching in the divine, right? So the wings are the divine power, the divine strength, the divine grace. How about that? So as if Sean is the one functioning to go forward, then how about Austin?
Backward.
Yeah. So is he turning? Is he turning?
No, turning.
So what is Austin? What is Austin's function? What is his portion?
He's a shepherd.
Right. He cares. He just has a heart. He has a burden to take care of this brother. Right? To care. And this brother just has he has a portion to just contact this brother here has a gift, has a portion to contact people.
Amen.
And just he has the character, he has the supply to just bring them to the Lord.
Amen.
So as you go take a step, we're supposed to run, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
So how does this work? How does this work? Did you turn, brother?
No.
No. Brothers, did you turn?
No.
So what, in your portion, in your function, did you turn? No, we just go straight forward. Brother Austin, did you turn?
No.
Did you do something? I mean, are you taking care of your function?
Yeah.
Amen. But so the one that's leading, the one that's going forward, has to be a one with the Spirit. One
Amen.
With the Spirit.
Amen.
And we just say amen.
Amen.
So we're not turning. We just are in the divine power, the divine grace, the strength, and we're burning coals and we're running to and fro.
Amen. Amen.
And there's light, there's torches.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very good, brother. Thank you.
Oh. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. You really have a spirit. He's a full freshman. Start just getting to the ruggers. Then you train them so start learn how to be a coordinate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wasted 40 years. I didn't know how to learn. This message really helped me. I was saved on 1974, April 26th. Same April like today, like this month. I always try to like eagle, fly from here to Peking, fly here to Shanghai, fly here to Pakistan, fly here to the northeast. I thought that is eagle. No, that's not real eagle. That's really show us the living creature. Let alone the crucial point, coordination. Sometimes you need to learn how to walk backward. Oh Lord, backward is not easy. You need to learn how to deny yourself, how to, lose your soul life. That's a key point. I found out why I have a problem. Why I have a problem with Shanghai brother? I have a problem with Shenzhen brother. Why I'm all wrong way from China? I have a problem because I don't know how to backward. Amen. May the God's death continue to bless the church.
Amen.
Our old generation fall down the wilderness, but our new generation, hallelujah, fresh men here, hallelujah, continue, get into the good land.
Amen.
This year is the Brother Lee passed away around 20 years. When Brother Eddie shared this message, I really, really touched me. I think this, really, really touched me. You talk about something, I just read because remind me, okay? Brother Lee's word to the elder was that you need to love one another. This is the last word, okay? That they wives needed to love one another. And that they need to love one another's children. Talk to the last word, talk to very serious word, talk to the last word. He will talk to the old elder, all the serving one, all the co-worker. He say, all the co-worker, they need love one another.
Amen.
And their wife, like Esther's shepherd's wife, we need to love one another.
Amen.
And they need to love one another's children. Amen. When second generation, Aussie, I love you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really get nourished by this week's portion. And in the coordination, we need a fellowship. And on this week's outline, I really appreciate this word. Fellowship blends us, mingles us, adjusts us, tempers us, harmonizes us, limits us, protects us, supplies us, and blesses us. The body is in the fellowship.
Amen.
Yeah, so fellowship is really a blessing, and they have a lot of, you know, positive, you know, impact on us. And also in the coordination, we need to, on a default outline, anything that does not correspond to God and to the nature of God will be burned out Amen. By the sanctifying and the purifying fire of the burning coals, and only what is of God will remain. Amen. So in the coordination, we can't, you know, live by our nature, natural life. We can't live in our flesh. We have to live in the spirit and by the power, overshadowing power of our God. Amen. Amen. And also, on day six portion, outline, in order to coordinate with others, we need to deny ourselves.
Amen.
Experiencing the dealing of the cross and live and act by God's grace and God's power. We must not act or do anything to express ourselves. Rather, we must do things in the Father's life with Father's nature to express the Father.
Amen.
And also, in order to coordinate with others, we need to take the forgiving Lord as our forgiving life to forgive others and seek to be forgiven. Yeah, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in order to coordination, we can't, you know, leave ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let other people say, oh, okay, this sister or this brother is really powerful. If we run very fast, will Lord come back? No. If we run very slow, Lord definitely won't come back. But if we run together as a corporate entity, Lord will come back.
Amen.
And also we need to learn to forgive, because if we can't forgive other people, we can't coordinate.
Yes.
Yeah, if in our heart we, you know, we can't, you know, do things with this sister or this brother, then there's no coordination. So we really need the Lord's, you know, to have mercy on us, to learn to forgive.
Amen.
So Lord, I really enjoy this week that that the Lord is really looking for a corporate expression of Himself, right,
Amen.
In the four living creatures. And there's an issue of this coordination, as you saw, and one is that we would become burning coals,
yes.
right? And these burning coals, you know, is it burns all the negative things that are not of God, right? And it makes us burning. It makes us burning and fervent for the Lord. And therefore, we have power, but we also become torches to enlighten others. But we cannot enlighten anyone if we don't become a coal first.
Right.
A coal, you know, is a burning, you know, and
yes.
then that, when it's burned, then that produces the torch that can actually produce the light. And I was really enjoying, you know, in Ed's message that in order to be the four living creatures and coordinate, you know, you really have to deny yourself, and you really have to really go before the Lord and allow Him to really burn you. And there's something that, you know, the Lord didn't do anything in Himself. He always received from the Father. And here we see that, you know, in one of the books, Brother Ed was saying that, you know, God allows us to even make so many mistakes. Right, until we're forced to confess that we've been wrong, right? We've been wrong in the past, we can be wrong now, we'll be wrong in the future. You know, we really have this capacity to be wrong. And therefore, we need to be blended so that we can, you know, blend out all of these negative things so that only what God is will remain, right? And so, you know, he says, I fear my own judgment as much as I fear hell fire. I'm afraid that my judgment is flawed. I'm afraid that my view and my methods are flawed. Lord, I am prone to mistakes. I am simply a man of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, unless you grant me mercy and hold me by my hand and protect me with your hand, I will fall into mistakes. You know, and this is really our life. You know, we really need to be the four living creatures and really and have that impact that the Lord wants, because all He wants is to have an expression of Himself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, saints. Seems I was really encouraged and blessed with this portion in the book concerning coordination and the burning and stuff. It seems we're always wrong. I know most times I'm wrong, but now I realize I have to coordinate and be burned.
Amen.
Amen. And in day four, it says the result of the coordination of the living creatures is that they become burning coals and burning torches. The more we coordinate together, the more we burn one another.
Amen.
And this is an encouraging word because there is a lot to be burned away, and it will be burned away by coordination. And in today's reading, it says the burning of the coals does at least three things. First, it burns out everything that is negative. If something is put upon a heap of burning coals, that thing will be burned.
Amen.
If there is a proper coordination in the church, there will be a burning to burn away such things as worldliness, the flesh, self-aims, self-goals, pride, opinions, and boasting. All kinds of negative things will be burned away by the coordination. Anything that does not respond to God and to the nature of God will be burned out by the sanctifying and purifying fire of the burning coals. And only what is of God will remain. This is a proper condition of the church life. And the last portion says, the more intensely the fire burns in the church, the brighter will be the shining in that church.
Amen.
Everything negative will be exposed and burned. In the proper church, there should be nothing of darkness among the brothers and sisters. Every corner should be thoroughly enlightened. And I pray we adapt to this message and be burned.
Amen.
Well, and cause I'm going to bring up the First Corinthians 8 concerning the coordination that's required between the four living creatures. This actually came to me because I was just thinking about the four living creatures, and one of the things that came up is like we know it says right here that we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up. But love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God.
Amen.
And it says, however, not all possess this knowledge, but some through former association with idols eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged? If his conscience is weak to eat food offered to idols. And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed. The brother for whom Christ died, thus sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat lest I make my brother stumble. So I thought this was particularly important because those four living creatures need coordination, and if one person walks forward, the other has to walk backward, and you don't want to make your brother stumble within the church, and so I thought this was a very strong message in showing how sometimes we have to make sacrifices,
amen.
And we have to do what we can to coordinate with the church.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I was really touched by day six when it says, if as believers in Christ we are not in the Lord and in the grace of God, we cannot be joined to others.
Mm-hmm.
But if we abide in God, rely on God, and express God, we coordinate together in God.
Amen.
Our coordination, therefore, is not based on our ability and talent, but on our dwelling in God's and dependent on God.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that throughout the semester, when we use God as dependent on God, we coordinate better together. But mm-hmm. when we're just dependent on each other or on ourselves,
yes.
things can go either way. We have no fully control,
yes.
and we have no sense of enjoyment,
right.
and sense of purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's exactly what I was going to share. Day six, right? I'm going to read the last paragraph. When we are with the Lord in the Father in the glory, we are one.
Amen.
But when we are in ourselves, we cannot be one with others.
in ourselves, we are one with ourselves, not with anyone else. Isn't that true? So obvious, but true, right?
Yeah.
If we desire to be one with others, we need to move out of the self and into God the Father.
Amen.
Out of ourselves and into God the Father. No one can make this move for us. We are responsible to do it ourselves. When we move out of ourselves and into the Father, and into the Father's glory, we are one and are even perfected into one.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this point because this speaks of a matter of a realm. To really be coordinated, to be in this coordination, to be one with the fellow members, to be blended into one, requires us to enter into this realm by the exercise of our spirit.
Yeah.
You know, day six also talks about walking according to the spirit by following our spirit. In order to walk according to the spirit, we must exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And to exercise our spirit, actually, again, is to exercise our spirit is not just be loud in the meetings. You know, our spirit is consists of three parts. Right? Yeah. I just freshly appreciated last night at the young people's meeting. Our spirit has the conscience, fellowship, and intuition.
Yeah.
You know, in order to exercise our spirit, to be one with the spirit and his move, we need to actually first deal with our conscience.
Amen.
We must exercise to deal with our conscience. We need to go before the Lord, and we need to learn how we can deny the cross, how we can deny the self, how we can take up the cross. It's by exercising our spirit, by first taking care of our conscience. Without taking care of our conscience, the fellowship is hindered, and is. Of course, there's no intuition from God.
Amen.
The Spirit cannot work to direct us in our move with Him.
Amen.
So when we learn to exercise our spirit,
amen,
and to enter into this realm,
amen,
in which one could be one with the Father and one with the Triune God.
Amen. Amen.
God needs a group of living creatures who can coordinate together as one corporate entity for His expression, move, and administration. I just appreciated being reminded again that this is what meets God's need, which is a group of living creatures, but who knows how to coordinate with one another. And I really appreciate this week because we see what we need in the church life. And I just very much appreciate the church life because it gives us so many opportunities to learn how to coordinate. Because I think sometimes we have the sense, oh, let me just go do this. This is for the Lord. Let me do this for the Lord. But actually, what God needs is a group of living creatures who know how to coordinate with one another. He needs a corporate expression on the earth in order to meet His need, right? And so I felt like it was so practical because it said, before doing anything, we need to stop to fellowship and coordinate with those who serve with us. And fellowship is what blends us, mingles us, adjusts us, tempers us, harmonizes us, limits us, protects us, supplies us, and blesses us. The body is in the fellowship. I appreciate that the result of the coordination, the living creatures become burning coals. And what these burning coals, it takes care of at least three things. It takes care of all the negative things in our being. So I appreciate it. It meets God's need, but as we're meeting God's need, our need is met, right? Because I feel like in my experience, the more I'm learning how to coordinate, actually I'm just exposed how independent I am, how much I just want to do things on my own, or how much I just don't want to do anything at all, right? But I appreciate when we're in coordination, we're learning, you know. We're learning, sometimes we have to learn how to be the ones to move straight forward, because maybe this, because the four living creatures are following the Spirit, right? So maybe the Spirit's saying, you need to take the lead because you have a burden to go preach the gospel to people. So you go, and then everyone follows you. And then maybe sometimes we have to learn to go backwards, because maybe now, you know, there's the Spirit has a burden to go and to shepherd. You know, we have to learn to follow.
Amen.
And so I just appreciate we're learning, you know, to go wherever the Spirit is going, right?
Yeah.
The four living creatures go. But we're learning to either take the lead, to go backwards, to go sideways. And then, anyway, amen. May the Lord teach us and Amen. Grant us such a learning spirit to be coordinated together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We all need to learn how to coordinate with one another. Amen. So no matter how long we are in the church life,
Amen.
A younger brother like me, I need to learn how to coordinate with one another. An older brother like Brother Joseph, he also needs to learn how to coordinate with one another. So this is a learning process. I really appreciate that the coordination of the four living creatures, they are not in themselves.
Yeah.
They are in the God. And in 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. So actually, like, I really enjoy Brother Joseph's share that actually the coordination of the four living creatures, they are in God, they are in love. So without the love, there's no coordination.
Yeah.
For us to coordinate with one another, we need to experience God as love. So, and in 1 Corinthians 13:5 says that love covers all. Says love doesn't take account of evil. That means we need to forgive and forget. So I think in the church life we all have different personalities and we make mistakes and sometimes we offend one another. Mm-hmm. But for the coronation purpose, we need to forgive and forget. Suppose those four living creatures and these four brothers, they have. When they come together, they still remember one another's offenses, or they remember one another's mistakes. There will be no coordination. Oh Lord Jesus, so I think for me, I need to learn how to forgive and forget, and how to love one another.
Amen.
Without love, there's no coordination. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah, we experience this coordination. I mean, it's so important. It's beyond any words can say. So yesterday we had a very good day, you know, at the Rutgers Day. It started not easy because the young people, college students, wanted to meet with their, you know, all the others at Cook Student Center. You know, while I have a son, you know, not so quick. So we have to balance that out. So yeah, it's just a story. So I happily, you know, we kind of went out, not, you know, it's okay, you know, went out, even though we are late. And we made a good decision, you know, we tried to push through the traffic and drop them to the Cook Center first. Then we tried to find a parking place. So, yeah, so that's a good decision. We don't, and then even they put Joshua out, so Joshua won't be, you know, she said he will be very lonely at the car. We run around, we couldn't find a place, and finally we park in the parking lot in the Sears. So, but it was very good, you know, my wife and I, we just walk, you know, along the Cook Douglas campus, you know. And then the whole day went very well, and we had a great lunch, you know, a blending lunch in the Cook dining hall. And finally, you know, my wife said, you know, how about we went home first? The first time I didn't like this idea. I said, you know, but somehow, you know, the Lord's Spirit operates. So I just walked to the parking and went home earlier. And that was good because, you know, we have another brother just visited us 5 minutes before us. So we went home, you know. So the whole day was very great.
Amen.
So please bear me. I'm not talking about a very deep series. The coordination can be very tiny. But only with God's mercy we can make a Rutgers Day a great day for us too.
Amen.
Thanks, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So this week, we talk about the coordination of the four living creatures. I don't know if you pay attention to one phrase in the outline. It says, a beautiful picture of the coordination. So I don't know if each one of us see the beautiful picture of coordination. And now I think we want to ask ourselves, are we in the picture? If we are not in the picture, then, you know, how can it be beautiful? So, you know, I thought about, just like Brother Richard shared, you know, yes, we can talk about the message a lot, but then if it's not practical to us, then, you know, I think we see the vision, but we are still not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if we ask ourselves, in the past week, like how many of us in this room, we talked to one of the persons in this room? I think
if we say, oh, you know, I actually talked to, well, Kyle is my husband, so. But besides Kyle, okay, so who did we talk to? If our answer is none, then you can imagine there would be no coordination at all. Because I was very impressed by the four brothers, you know, standing there. They actually have the eagle wings, right? The eagle wings is the divine life. But then if we don't extend the eagle wings, we basically just stand there, and there is no connection, and there is no coordination at all.
Amen.
So I think this is really very practical to us. And actually, I'm going to ask Austin to share a little bit about the burning of the coals, because, you know, we went to camping together. So, you know, like, if just one coal is burning, then when it's done, it's done. But the beautiful picture is that when we are all coals, we burn together, then there is light, then there is shining. So I think this is the beauty of the picture, and we are all in the picture.
Amen.
Cool.
I guess I have to continue the sharing. So yeah, like Sister Payne was saying, a coal by itself, it once it's done, it's done. But when you want to make a barbecue or even cook something in a fire, you want a lot of coals because they keep each other warm. I guess that's very similar to the church life, because the world teaches us to be individual, glorify yourself, right? Express your individual qualities. But in the church life, we're the opposite of the world. We're coordinated together. And I feel that I'm still working on trying to be coordinated with all the saints, because my character is to work on my own. I really don't work. My original, like, my go-to is always working by myself. And I remember one of the saints was telling me, like, Austin, we're on the same team. And sometimes I gotta be reminded of that, right? Like, I know that I just realized yesterday, like, a lot of the college students like playing basketball. Like, if you don't have a coordinated team, then just being a ball hog, that's no fun, right? We don't want to be ball hogs in the church life. We want to be coordinated with one another. I don't know. And I was just thinking of this. I have a lot of weird pictures in my head of, like, four living creatures playing basketball, how coordinated they would be. I don't know. They would be so coordinated, right? Because, like, how do you run backwards, like, playing basketball? But I don't know. Yeah, and I hope that, like, next year especially, I can work with everyone. Not just by myself. But learn more and more to work with everyone. That's something I could work on.
Amen.
Amen. I have to confess that I don't know all the brothers' name, right? But when he see me, look at me, told me, Brother Sergio, hi. And that's really touched me, because I see some brother. He just turned around. I haven't seen you. I don't remember your name, but when you tell me, hi, Brother Sergio, hello. It really touched my spirit, knowing that, you know, you're trying to all touch me with your wings. Like, you know, we should all be like that. Like that, he said, we had to open our wings.
Yeah.
Touch, his divine wings touch everybody. Yeah. If we don't know anybody's name, if we don't talk to anybody, because we think might be more spiritual, more mature, then we are not in this coordination. But we must know everybody. We must touch everybody. We must be humble with everybody, not only in here in this ministry, but outside with our co-workers, classmates. We had to show them Christ, this divine wings. Praise the Lord.
I was touching on by, I think it's day one. Say the living creatures, you know, actually look like a man. And then they move like an eagle.
Yeah.
So again, here there's a balance, okay? Not only we have the humanity,
Amen.
But also we have the divinity.
Amen.
If we only, you know, one tip to one side, not balanced, we are not acceptable. If we only, you know, too human, we don't have any, you know, divine, you know, kind of element in us. There's no way, you know, these ego wings can connect into each other, right? And the very beautiful thing is that these four living creatures, when they spread out their wings, connecting each other, they form a square.
Right.
If we all remember in Exodus, there is no God in the building, right? Many times he mentioned about a square. A square means perfect. It's not complete. It's not excellent, right? So when we are in the divine power, in the divinity, and we can have this kind of thing, can all coordinate with each other, form a perfect square, then we can move fast. Otherwise, you know, we are not perfect. Every one of us have any kind of particularities that no one can, you know, even coordinate with us.
That's right.
This morning, when I come back to read this week again, one thing touched me a lot, actually, was day six. At the very last, you know, sentence, say, every day. This is, you know, experience, it's every day. Every day, you know, we have to, you know, learn to get out of ourselves.
Amen.
You will never know how much we love ourselves. Many times, you know, we want to be by myself.
Right.
Anytime, you know, many times we want to do things, you know, by myself.
Right.
I want to be myself so that, you know, I don't have to expose myself, my weakness. Because when we start coordinating, all our weakness, our, you know, strange things all, you know, showed up, right? And we have to, you know, sacrifice. We have to, you know, take a course. We don't like that. In our nature, no one likes that.
Yeah.
Last night, I have a fellowship with a sister. She was crying, you know. I just know I don't want to deny myself. Yes, in our nature, no one wants to deny ourselves. But in Him,
Amen.
We can.
Amen.
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 I am a sister.
Sorry.
Can I share?
Yeah. I thought.
I really am a sister sharing. When I read this, I feel like, you know, for that poor creature, sometimes when the Lord put me in the backward, I have to walk backward. I would say amen, but I'm not going to move. You know, that's just so hard to move backward, you know. It's easy to move forward, but, you know, backward is like, no, I don't want to move. But a lot of time, if you learn how to move backward, you learn how to not live by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's really so important in our Christian life.
Amen.
It's just like what I say, we all love ourselves so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love our pride, you know, we love our talent, we love all our, what we have. But all this, without coordination, it really damaged the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Because the coordination is not just what you have, what talent you have. It's not just, you know, how good you are. It is how you do things with other people. And then, for me, sometimes God put me in a side way, which is a little bit easier. You know, you move a little bit easier with others. But for the backward, to just the amen to other people is not an easy way, because you have a burden. It's not like you don't. You have a burden. But you have to put down your burden.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to see other people's burden.
Amen.
And to be one with them.
Yeah.
And to move with them backwardly.
Amen.
That's not easy,
right.
In my experience. It's not easy at all.
Amen.
But it's the most beneficial experience you're going to have.
Amen.
Because to see other people's burden,
Amen.
It's not just your own burden, it's not an easy way. And then just put down all your burden and to walk backward with other people, it's very difficult. But
Amen.
A lot of time, in my experience, that's the most beneficial experience I could have.
Amen.
Amen.
I was touched by day one and how the living creatures in themselves were separate and individual, but with the eagle wings, they were coordinated together. And I was very touched how, like, that's the divine light. And how every time we come to coordinate with one another, we need to turn to our spirit first. And so I remember the first coordination meeting I ever went to. I think it was like a year ago. And I was really surprised because I expected that when I went there, everyone would be like, you know, talking about practical matters, about the club, about Rutgers Christians on campus. But instead, everyone prayed first, and we sang hymns. And I was really touched how the most important thing to coordination is turning to our spirit.
Amen.
And making sure that God is with us during
Amen.
That time.
Amen.
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 That really comforted me.
Amen.
When we talk about coordination, I just follow our sister sharing. Sometimes we have the impression that it's just to get things done, right? And so on campus, we have a coronation. In the church, the various services, we have coronation. But hallelujah for this ministry, that we can see coronation in such a view. Amen. What is the ultimate issue of coronation? It's God's expression,
Amen.
God's move, and His administration.
Amen.
So all of our coronation should result in those three things, right? And so, wow, what a picture in Ezekiel, that we can see such a picture,
Amen.
Such a beautiful picture of coronation. And of course, you know, if we use the verses in the New Testament, for example, 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12, we see actually this definition of coronation in the body of Christ, where we have different members with different functions.
Amen.
The problem occurs when one member thinks too highly of himself, or they think too lowly of themselves. So Paul says, you know, if the whole body was an eye, where would the hearing be? And then Paul also says, you know, if you say to the foot, I have no need of you, well, you're in trouble, right? And so these are the two things that I think affects all of us. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm just me, I have nothing to offer. That's false. You need to realize you have a function. Sometimes we think too highly of ourselves, right? I appreciate all the sharing. You know, we're just so individualistic. We want to work with people that are just like us. But hallelujah for the body of Christ. The Lord puts us with people that are not like us. Why? So that we could be balanced. We could be tempered. We could be mingled, right? We could be adjusted. So that when the Lord sees this group of brothers and sisters, these members, coordinating together,
Amen.
Functioning, right, Amen. Together. That is the expression of the triune God on the
Amen.
Earth.
Amen.
Because we see from the last point, the triune God exists in coronation.
Amen.
Actually, God is coronation.
Amen.
Because the Lord, when He was on this earth, He did everything by the Spirit in the Father, right,
Amen.
To accomplish whatever was on God's heart.
Amen.
So praise the Lord that we can learn how to coordinate in the church life today.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else before Brother conclude?
So I'm really ashamed of that.
Amen.
So from the message, one of the things that said was, Lord, I want to do everything through the cross by the Spirit for the sake of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ashamed of this coordination really is not in ourselves, but through the cross by the Spirit. Really done in God. And one thing that I was really touched by this week was, I think many people have touched on it, but it's a matter of love. And then the coordination, so basically it was like someone asked Brother Lee, like at the very end, to speak something to all the serving brothers. The one thing that he shared with them was that everything should, the elders, the serving women should learn to love one another. And it was interesting because, you know, in our concept, we might think the last thing he would speak to the brothers would be the God's economy, or like God's eternal purpose, but actually it was just love. So I really appreciated that, you know, just a matter of love. We have a spirit of power and of love, and sober-mindedness. And then also, love does not love love, right? Love covers one another. So in our coordination, we really have to learn to love one another. The wives need to learn to love one another. We need to learn to love one another's children. The fathers need to learn to love one another. So when we have this love, when we have the spirit of love, but also the power of the super mind.
Amen.
Amen.
This year, this week, I think this message really opened my eyes. And from all brothers and sisters, you're sharing, we can, I really touch, you know, we really have experience of church life and coordination. If we don't have any experience, we won't appreciate this at all, right? Who can know what is this talking about, how we can really appreciate the value of coordination. This experience help us, we can, you know, share, you know, our appreciation. And this week, particularly, I was touched by this, you know. We know in our Christian life, there's a very personal aspect. You know, we need to have very personal and intimate relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Otherwise, we personally, we cannot grow. And if we cannot grow, the God's economy cannot be accomplished. But there's also very universal perspective of our Christian life, right? We need to be one with all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
Not only in this age, even from all the ages, you know, we need to be one with him. We need to have a view. There's only universal body, one universal body of Christ. And if we have problem with this, if we don't have this vision and we don't have this heart, then we will be very divisive, right? We will become divisive. So we are very personal aspect, very universal aspect. But we know from this training, we know actually Ezekiel 1 is the deepest chapter in the whole Bible.
Amen.
Right? And this, one of the reasons why it's so deep is because actually it's about God's, how God can accomplish his eternal economy. And if we read the first Romans 1, it says, to understand this chapter, Ezekiel 1, the key word is coordination. That means without coordination, there's no way God's economy can be accomplished. So we see, right, it's when the four living creatures coordinated, they move actually fast, so fast, right? And they move with the awesome will, right? And within them, you know, this, what, coals burning, you know, upward and up and down. And there's that kind of fellowship with the triune God and among them, right? So on one hand, you know, how we can have this coordination, on one hand, still, we need to, each one of us, we need to have fellowship with the Lord. You know, we need to, everything come, we can have this coordination actually come from our personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And also come from, we have a proper view of the body of Christ.
Amen.
But only have these two aspects not enough to carry out the God's calling. The key actually is coordination. Is how practical church life happen. You got me? we can have personal relationship with the Lord. It's very important. We need to have view of universal body. Mm-hmm. But without very practical coordination in the church life, God's economy cannot accomplish.
Right.
So this is so important. Church life and all kind of service so important, and the question is, so where are the four living creatures? Where are the one we should coordinate it? Why I always have this question: why the Lord show us only four living creatures? Why you don't see, the Bible didn't say 144,000 living creatures, right? That was much better, but. You know, I believe all the 144,000 overcomers, they are all four living creatures. You know, they start with coordinate with a view. And then they, through this coordination, they grow. And they become, they can coordinate with anyone. And so, in reality, we know we are far from that, right? When we coordinate together, we either must be stumbled, or we stumble others, or we cannot move fast because you want to go that way, I want to go that way, so we're stuck there. But it's okay. We all start with that. But when we learn and we have that kind of experience, we will start to, you know, learn how to deny ourselves.
Amen.
And the reality will start to become real to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
as long as we don't get frustrated, you know, we have the vision, not only, you know, universal body, not only the personal aspect of Christian life. This should be also a controlling vision for us. For the church life, we need to be coordinated with others.
Amen.
And but we need to ask, still, you know, in the real, the practical church life, who we should be coordinated. You know, if I don't know, some brothers and sisters share, you know, if, yeah, maybe Ping. You know, if we never this, the whole week we never coordinate with anyone, we never fellowship with anyone, then this are really just doctrine to us. And so, if we don't really feel we ever been coordinated, then we should pray before the Lord. Lord, lead us to another three living creature that I can be coordinated.
Amen.
And I think this will accomplish God's eternal economy, and that will become real to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful relation in Ezekiel, Lord.
Amen.
So we can speed the four living creatures, coordinating in the body.
Amen.
So we can love each other.
Amen.
Open your wings so we can touch all the ones following you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on your church.
Amen.
Your church want to live your life, Lord.
Amen.
Be your expression in the earth, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, Lord.
Amen.
We have this coordination. Church
life. Amen.
Christ and
others.
For the sake of the body.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, what a blessing you put us in this coordination.
Amen.
We need to learn this coordination every day.
Yes.
We need to learn to deny ourselves.
Yes.
We need to live by your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, be with us all.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Right. Yes, Lord, please guide us, Lord, but lead us from the chaos and disorganization,
right.
And guide us with your love.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you are in our life.
Amen.
We thank you we can turn to these four living creatures and we can have the coordination with the saints.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you to have the saints.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen. Lord, thank you for blessing us in the body.
Amen.
We may be coordinated.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen us.
Amen.
Through the cross.
Yes.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
And learn to coordinate.
Amen.
In a practical way.
Yes.
Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Grace us.
Amen.
Take you as our supply.
Amen.
For your building.
Amen.
Amen.
Gain us, Lord.
Amen.
With a learning spirit.
Amen.
And how to God in with one another.
Amen.
And learn how to love one another.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for placing us in your body.
Yes.
Lord, your body will balance us.
That's
right.
They
were willing.
Amen.
Learn how to be coordinated.
Amen.
Learn how to love one another.
Amen.
Amen. So we give a new week to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we a new week to pursue you together.
Amen.
Love one another together.
That's right.
More fellowship.
Amen.
More deny ourselves.
Amen.
More coordination.
Amen.
To express you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for placing us in the body.
Amen.
Build up together.
Amen.
Teach us how to coordinate with one another.
Amen.
How we want to be living.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, probably. Yeah, I don't have any plans. Hey, how you doing?
Good, good to see you.
Amen.
Right.
Was it this book? It looked like this. Bigger? Was it the binder?
No, no.
It was this kind of book? Oh, okay, I'll check. I think if anything, I might have, like, left it on the chair or something.
Oh, man, that's fine.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe on a chair and then somebody put it somewhere, yeah.
Right. I'll look around for a handbook for anywhere, like, hard.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
No problem. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm going to take the first.
I didn't check the email.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was kind of sad at your call, though.
Yeah, I'll check the email.
It's not me. Somebody is not someone.
Hi, sister. Hi. How are you? Yeah, glad your son goes to Rutgers.
Good. Do you want to go now? Maybe. Well, there's lunch here. Well, we could go now.
How do you learn?
Where's Beatrice?
All right. Yeah.
Enjoy that. Oh, I like that. Jason.
I like the poorly
enjoyed
that. Yeah.
I like the wings this week.
I didn't really prepare much myself. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, I was just supporting you.
Okay?
Yeah. I was supporting you.
Thank you.
I can drive.
You want to drive? Okay.
If it's not, I can go with you.
Okay. Hi, Brother Joe.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Give me.
We could go together?
Yeah, we can just go in one car.
I'll take this to your brother.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
So, are you listening? Brother House? No?
They don't have too much room.
Yeah, 1982. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. 82. Jin, come and join. Start the ministry, you know, Jesus also emptied himself, humbled himself, right? Don't worry about that. Just a, why do you have that guilty feeling?
Which I know.
You're fun. Okay. 1984.
Mary. He shot her for around $400. He shot because they're poor. My sister only gets $40 a month. My sister, math teacher, 98. But I said $500, just cover all expenses. All expenses, right? I didn't know the future. When I back to the hotel, it became the stillest manufacturing leader. They said they built up Yunnan, Sichuan, the earthquake.
Yes, yes, yes.
They need a lot of rebuilds. Rebuild. He taken 3.8 billion. Let me be the project. When he comes to Alpha to pick me up, who comes to take me up? That is one of the presidents that sees. Okay? That is God's word. You give to somebody, somebody will give to you. God is giving us. That time, I bought something for them. TV, radio, clothes, and like HSBC. Very old ones. That time, I gave it to them. They still keep that one. Because right now, that one, his brother, come on, very famous bank director, vice president. Stay here, enjoy. He was one of the chief, one of the bank, like a Honda. Bank reached it, 70. Jojo House. Yeah, he just appreciated that one by the TV because they were refrigerated for them. They were so happy, he invited all the kids. But that guy's still a fool. That he is. After Vietnam, everything changed. China, now you become a rich. Give more chest to your dad and let him exercise. Give.
right now is bad too.
Yeah, wow. What's the word? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You told it.
There's numbers. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So if it's right in front of you,
You want a hand?